Special Representative Honoré told Security Council members that 13% of the local electoral contests fought in August would need to be rerun this month due to violence or vote rigging. But for the first time in its political history, candidates who broke the rules were being barred from running again. Political parties had also been warned to keep their supporters in check, she added.
This has sent a clear signal to all contenders that the use of force and electoral violence will not be tolerated. I urge the judiciary to follow suit and take appropriate legal action where needed to send a firm message to all who contemplate the use of force to pursue their goals, irrespective of their political affiliations, that impunity is not an option.
Ms. Honoré said that the UN Secretary General, mindful of peacefully transitioning through local and presidential elections this year, was recommending that MINUSTAH maintain its current presence in Haiti for at least another 12 months, following an orderly transition to a new president and parliament. The UN needed a root and branch review of its mission.
A one-year extension will also afford the new administration a period of continued support to allow for the consolidation of state authority and the time necessary to articulate how best the country's institutions may be supported by the UN in the future. Haitian ownership of the future posture of UN assistance is vital, so that the government and the society can build on the achievements of the past 11 years and further consolidate the stabilization gains for the well-being of the Haitian people.
She praised the increasingly independent and robust performance of Haiti's police force in maintaining order and concluded by calling on Haiti's international partners to continue supporting its fragile democracy. Many Security Council members spoke of the need to maintain economic growth in support of political development. UN Ambassador Liu Jiyi spoke for China through an interpreter.
Only development can solve these problems once and for all and provide effective guarantee for the fundamental rights of the Haitian people. The government of Haiti should seize the current momentum of economic growth.
The representative for France said there was a need for MINUSTAH to transition away from a peacekeeping role to peace building. And speaking on behalf of the United Kingdom, Deputy Permanent Secretary Peter Wilson said that the Security Council's aim for the mission had always been to evolve away from crisis management into more specific ways of ensuring a stable and prosperous Haiti.
Transition planning needs to start early to ensure that Haiti has the support it needs post-MINUSTAH. By starting the planning early, we can provide the United Nations and the new Haitian government the time they need to prepare for a smooth transition.
Matthew Wells, United Nations.